The Phillies trying to snap a five-game skid, taking on the Rockies. We pick it up, game tied at one in the seventh. Charlie Blackmon at the dish, facing Aaron Nola with a man on.
Fly ball left center field. That is well hit. And this is going to give the Rockies the lead. A one hop off the top of the wall. Tapia scores. Three doubles in the game for Blackmon. It's a 2-1 Colorado advantage.
Because you know where it's at. It's right down the middle.
Down the left field line for Andres Blanco. On the run is Parra, and he can't get it. It's a bouncer into fair territory,
it's still
a live ball. Rupp is around third, heading for home. The throw to the plate by Story is in time. Holland comes set. The pitch. Swing and a ground ball towards short. Herrera froze in a moment. Now breaks for the plate, and the throw will get him at home as Trevor Story guns down Odubel Herrera, who paused after the pitch was put in play, and that is out number one.
What's
6-2 the put out as Story, who threw out Rupp last inning at home plate, throws out Herrera here in the ninth. The pitch swung on, line to left, it's a base hit. Franco's going to score. The game is tied. The ball goes all the way to the wall. Kim is coming around third. He's in to score. Cameron Rupp has put the Phillies on top with a two-run double here in the ninth off Holland. 3-2 Philadelphia.
All right. What a huge hit that is.
Wow.
One ball and one strike. 15 pitches so far for Neris. And a bouncer toward first base. Daniel Nava's got it. And the losing streak is over. The Phils take the final game of this three-game series. They win it by a final score of 3-2.
The Phillies snap a five-game skid, taking it 3-2. Cesar Hernandez extends his hitting streak to 11 games. Odubel Herrera has now hit safely in 10 straight. Aaron Nola, a no decision. He allows two runs in seven innings, striking out seven. Cameron Rupp finishes with three hits and two RBIs. Cameron Rupp tallies three hits and two RBIs in the Phils' win. Rupp spoke to the media after.
It was a quick at bat. He gave me a pitch out over the plate or in the zone. I was ready to hit, and that's what I've been working on, being ready to hit. And when I get a pitch to hit, I can't miss it. And he gave me one and drove it through the gap.
You know, obviously, offensively, you had yourself a very solid game. And, you know, we've been talking about it because you had struggled for a while there, but you've gotten to the point now where you seem to really be swinging a comfortable bat. You seem to be very comfortable up there.
Yeah, I'm ready to hit. That was the biggest thing. I wasn't ready to hit. I was waiting to see if the ball was in the zone and then swing instead of being ready to swing and then take it if it's out of the zone. So that's what I'm doing, and I'm getting pitches in. I'm not missing them.
And I mentioned Odubel getting thrown out at the plate. You also got thrown out at the plate in the eighth inning. And, you know, you had chances in this game, but you guys didn't give up. What does it say about this team? You keep on battling even when things didn't seem like they were going your way.
Oh, let me tell you, I was running as hard as I could. But I'm not very fast. But you know what? This team, it's night, day in, day out. It doesn't matter the score, ball games. We're going to come out, we're going to play until the last out's made. And we've had a lot of one-run games that haven't gone our way. And then for us to pull this one out, it was real nice.
Before I let you go, I have to ask you, you had the best seat in the house to watch Aaron Nola today. He doesn't get the decision, obviously, but my goodness, seems like every time out, he just does the exact same thing.
Yeah, he deserves that W today. He kept us in the ball game. Their guy was good. Aaron gave us a chance to win, and bats came through late.
The Phillies snap a five-game skid. Manager Pete Mackinnon spoke after the game.
Winning on a getaway day with an off day the next day, so you got more time to savor it. Can't say enough about Nola. He was outstanding once again. He's been very consistent. He gave us another great performance. The bullpen did their job. Ramos and Neris. Good to see Mike Kell get a home hit, that home run. And of course, Rupp, three hits and that big two-run double late in the game. Obviously, won the game for us. So, all in all, it was really a great day for us.
Feel like Nola deserved better given what happened there in the seventh inning?
Well, I wouldn't put it that way. You know, those things tend to even out. You know what I'm saying? He pitched well enough to win, and you know, you give up two runs to a good hitting team after seven innings, and you would expect to have a win, but that's just the way it is.
Heads up play to go for two, get the double in the top of the ninth inning there.
Which play?
On the Herrera on the single.
that with it.
Ball up the middle.
You know, he's been criticized for lack of hustle, but for him to take that extra base was outstanding and good to see.
Pete, to get two guys thrown out at the plate in the last couple of innings on the road is usually not a recipe for
winning,
but I mean, it worked out, obviously.
Well, you know, Juan really felt bad about that. I've done that myself. It's not that it happens, and he's been good for us all year, and I'm not going to be critical of that because
and I wasn't worried.
I know you weren't in it, but having coached third many years, I've done it myself, and I wanted to crawl in a hole. Juan, I've got full confidence in Juan. What was the other guy?
Dougal kind of hesitated.
I'm not critical of that either because first and third, you're on third base, you have to go to, because if they get a double play, you don't want to be standing in third with two outs. He hesitated a bit because he wanted to make the ball get by the pitcher, so I'm not critical. And that was a hell of a play by that him to even go. I was surprised he even threw home. But he hesitated for the simple reason he didn't want to get that. He didn't know if the pitcher was going to catch it. So just one of those things. Things like that happen.
They had been 59-0 and leading after eight innings. Yeah. And given everything that happened in this game against you guys, what does it say that you were able to, against Holland, one of the best closers?
Especially in Denver, to have a low-scoring game like this. The first game was, 4-3? I mean, you don't see that very often. And believe me, one-run leads don't mean anything in this ballpark. Four-run leads don't mean a lot. So we were fortunate to get through that. But the guys played well. I'm happy for Cam Rupp, get that big hit.
So Cesar okay?
Well, Cesar down took the ball, and he doesn't wear a cup, which I don't understand. All I kept thinking was I got Perkins left on the bench.
Yeah.
He might have to play second base. That was my biggest worry to me.
Up next, the Phillies begin a series on the road against the Braves on Tuesday.